Blog Talk Radio.
Ho! Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you back to life. Back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be that you love the most unlovable?
Being brought live from Dr. Lowe's neighborhood. Again, I am Dr. Lowe D. Smith, and you are joining us on WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We're being broadcast in 18 countries, and we're so glad to have an opportunity to definitely be broadcast on the North American continent. So in regards to having listeners and watchers in on the continental United States, University, I call it here, that's where we are, our country, United States. Also on Canada, also in Canada, as well as in Mexico. So we have an awesome format that we have for today's show. As you hear my phone call, somebody got something important they want to tell. The title of our show today is Our Community Turned Upside Down Part 2. We started one the other day, so we were so glad to come before you then. The call-in number, if you want to be a part of this show, is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying you to the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number and ask you to offer your name or location. If you're feeling comfortable with just location, it's fine, and then offer your expertise. Just keep in mind, if you want to go to the web link, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/, WVSW, Internet Talk Radio. That was formerly the Smith Way Productions. So we have to kind of work hard to kind of get, because we've been doing this about a week and a half now. We're so glad that we was able to come up with a contractual agreement where we could be in essence with the Internet Talk Radio, more or less, because we're able to move and pay with what we do, Blog Talk Radio. We broadcast through that. So it's good to have that. If you want to tweet the show, you can go to WBSW_internet_talk_radio or at the Smith Way Production. We're still using that at Lorenzo D. Smith 15. Now, we're going to be broadcast on Facebook besides Blog Talk Radio. That's facebook.com/DRL Dialberto Smith. Broadcast on Twitter as well, and that's the Smith Way Production, as well as Instagram, which is the Smith Way Production. So good to come before you again to talk about part 2 of our community turned upside down. But before we get started, we always try to make sure we take this as a Black History Moment. And every show we'll be doing a Black History Moment. I want to kind of focus on my organization and some of our individuals who contribute to our country. I'm a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, who was founded in 1914. which was chartered in 1914, actually found in October 18, 1913, but to be on Howard University campus, we was founded there and received a charter on January 9, 1914. One of our founding persons who was part of that initial group, not the founding founders, but part of the initial group to kick this off on Howard University campus is Brother A. Lane Leroy Locke. Most of you may have heard him. But he was initiated to Alpha Chapter, which is our first chapter of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. He's called the Father of Harlem Renaissance. He is doctor with a PhD. Dr. A. Lane Leroy Locke graduated from Howard University in 1906. So let me relate to it in the history about the historical Black college and university, or the the Divine Nine, they call the Panhellenic Council. You know, in 1906, there was another organization founded, the first founding organization we established here at Historical Black College, or Black organization, or sorority or fraternity, was Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. But he chose to go with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. So we're so glad to have this individual. Our historical moment also includes that he's a patron of art. He loved art. He loved music. Dr. Locke was most notable for being the first Black Rhodes Scholar. For the individual who said, what's a Black Rhodes Scholar? That's per person who traveled and studied abroad. And he's been identified as one of the first Black Rhodes Scholar. He's highly achieved academic to high level. So we're glad to have him as a member of Phi Beta Sigma. But that's our Black History Moment for Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, and for our show, the Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. All right, let's get started with our community turned upside down, part two. We're going to talk about some things that we have to have as much knowledge as possible. I had a representative on the show, on our other show, Talking Real to You, and she talks about financial literacy. I have to say a lot of us are illiterate in the areas of finance. Yes, we understand the few dollars that we have. We understand basically our checking account, depositing money, savings account, money market. We understand that. Our biggest problem is being able to manage those accounts, and that's one of the things. First of all, we have to understand what the definition of financial literacy. It's the ability to understand and effectively use various financial skills. That includes financial management, budgeting, and investing. Those three areas are where we sometimes struggle with our culture in our community, block by block. You know, financial literacy is having the ability to understand how to make sound financial choices. And that's so important that when we're going to survive during COVID-19. You got to understand some of the things you used to do, which we was forced in March 13 through probably May 28, 29, when they allowed the country to reopen because the country was closed. We was able to kind of put things in the right perspective. And yes, it hurt a lot of us because a lot of us lost our jobs, and some of us went to using unemployment. We have millions and millions of people filing for it, but we have to understand how we're going to deal with our finances. We got to understand how to budget. We got to understand how to invest. We have to understand how to just manage it. We got to understand having a checking account and the way the old way used to be, write a check and get a chance to beat the check there because you don't have the money in it, is not the best way because they have a charge on there, as you know, a $35 check charge on it that you would have to pay when you don't have the money in. We're not like that in 2021. If you write a check, it's going to be cash deposit that day, and it's going to go through the bank that day because of our technology. So we have to kind of keep – so we got to know how to manage our money. We have to make the right choices when we're dealing with our money. So by having confidence in managing our money, being able to budget, invest, and manage, we'll make some choices that are great. That way we can be literate in what we're doing. We can be financial literate. And that's what this is all about. Now, we want you to keep in mind that when we're talking about financial literacy, we have to keep that really focused. Let's say not keep, but focus on what type of finance that we deal with in our daily life. We're going to look at two of them and possibly three in regards to how we're going to manage our money. Personal finance is one thing I want you to keep in mind. When we're talking about personal finance, yes, that's your personal banking account, your savings account, your money market account. That's personal finance. Your budget and your homes is a part of your personal finance. I tell everybody, you have to be able to manage that phase of it. You have to be able to balance your checkbook. It's no question, if you cannot balance your checkbook, you're going to have a lot of trouble managing finance. And if you can't manage your own money, you definitely will not be able to manage my money or anybody else's money. You have to keep in mind also, individuals' finance literacy and can get you in a whole lot of trouble even on your job. If you have some habits that takes away in your finance, the bill collectors or the collectors are constantly calling your job, which they really shouldn't do that. They should make contact at home, and that's normally what should be done. But a lot of time they call your job because you put your job down so you can get whatever you had financed. They call your job, and you got to remember that your manager or your supervisor, your director getting that call. If it's going to a certain person in HR, it's coming to them. So it's not a good reflection. So make sure you're able to manage your personal finance. Make sure you can put money. I always tell people personal finance and management is that being able to balance your checkbook. If you can't balance your checkbook, you're going to have a challenge. You're always going to be giving the bank money, all the time giving money through your checking account. So make sure you're able to balance. Don't spend more than you don't have. If you don't have it, don't spend it. Let me just say it again. Don't spend more than you don't have. If you don't have it, don't spend it. I don't care what everybody else is doing. I don't care what the thirst and the excitement about wanting to have that. Keep in mind when you keep extending and keep on paying those banks that extra money, eventually get whoever you're writing that check to using your credit card at, because they're going to decline that anyway with an ATM card, a debit card, a credit card. They're going to decline it anyway. So you're not going to be, but if you're using a check, which a lot of people now use, we're basically taking checks out of the setting now. Everything you can do, go online. So you got to manage account online now. You have to be able to go on and be able to see how much you're spending, balance that, so you won't go over, be upside down. You always want to be in the black, not in the red. And that's basically where you want to be. When you're constantly in the red in your personal aspect of your life, you're not managing your money. And you have to be able, your finances is so important to be able to manage. Now, when you look at also a tax plan, putting up a tax plan, you can take an opportunity to make investments. That's what you're talking about, investment. You can have a tax plan where you understand where you're spending money, especially in business. You got to deal with taxes. You got to pay withholding. If you own a self-employed, you might decide, even though you work for somebody, you might want to be self-employed. And that's cool. That's what it's all about. We want to make sure you be an entrepreneur. Reach to the highest points you can reach, but definitely make sure you spend some time in some kind of course or some kind of virtual training about financial literacy. So you can understand financial literacy. A retirement plan. Most of your jobs, you know, if you own a job, there's a 401k that you can work with, that you deposit your money in. Every company, if you work with a company, has some kind of investment firm for your retirement. They work with somebody. For example, if you're a state employee, you have one of the best, I'm going to be honest, one of the best 401k there is. And people talking about that's not yesterday, it's a group 401k. The thing about it, the leadership, invest the money in business so it can be returned. It's one thing about it. We always say the best health insurance, Blue Cross Blue Shield with the state, as well as the best investment plan, meaning retirement, so you'll be able to be in place the rest of the year. I know personally, I retired a couple of years ago, and the amount that they set that was set because I put in for three awesome years out of 10, which I put more than 10, and based on the number of years, I was able to look, you know, be able to be, you know, able to stay afloat you know, be able to not have to work two or three other jobs unless I choose to. I choose to do this because this is important. This is a vessel. This is a vision God gave me. Also, make sure you understand when you're talking about personal finance is that being able to save. I tell everybody when you're personal finance, you got to be able to save. Saving, having a saving or even a money market account, you got to buying CDs if you choose to take that route. But having a saving, pay yourself every month. Pay yourself every 2 weeks. Pay yourself every week if you're getting paid in those tiers. Make sure you pay yourself. If you get paid weekly, put $50 away, $10 away, $20. You don't know how that can help you deal with situation later on down. People call it a rainy day fund. And you pay yourself, and that way multiply time 12 months, a year, you have that in place, and do not touch it. Don't put it and say, this is for vacation. No, this is for a rainy day fund. Pay yourself every money because you deserve to pay yourself. That leads toward your saving. That leads toward your money market. That leads toward you investing in yourself. All right, the next thing that I want to talk about is the five aspects of finance. And I'm just going to kind of touch bases on particular what I mentioned about making sure you're handling your savings corner. Make sure you're having your checking account. Make sure you're handling your retirement plan or tax plan. Make sure you're handling your insurance. That's one I hadn't got to, but I'm going to get to that in a minute. And be able to deal with those components of the financial picture that you deal with every day. And those components is access. You got to be able to have some assets. You got to have some money to the side. You got to make sure you invest. Buy property, you know, invest. Whatever you buy a car, that's an access for you. That's for you. That access to you. So you can help you, you know, you can trade it in, sell it once you pay for it. Even if you don't, you're able to pay whatever you owe on the balance and you may keep it. And you buy a home. That's another thing you make sure you deal with. Debt. Make sure you deal with debt. Don't wait till the time to pay your bills. Pay your bills, which is, you know, your due date. Don't wait till the due date. We had a discussion about that the other day. The date you receive it as a bill date and a due date, it's different times. Go on pay. Don't wait till the due date. Because something may happen and you're going to be late, then they're going to charge that finance charge sometimes $20, $30, and $40 on it. So we have to keep that in mind. Quickly, we're going to go through a couple more income, handling your income and expense because our time is limited today. We got about 30 minutes. I will work within the 30 minutes to make sure. Just make sure you have a plan of action. Make sure you understand financial ability, financial literacy, financial thought and understanding. It's important. You have to take a course. You may have to go and work with somebody. If you did it through college, it's fine. But a lot of times we take courses in college. They may not touch me. But getting in the real world, you know, life experience is really important. Keep that in mind. Just a couple of things we must talk about when we're talking about personal finance. We're talking about your banking. We're talking about your mortgage, your investment, retirement plan, tax, and estate plan. Make sure you have a estate plan. You don't know exactly what that topic is dealing with, your property and whatever you have, assets that you have available. Something else quickly I'm going to touch on is your business finance. If you're talking about business, everybody think you're dealing with a business. No, business finance is your, and I always tell everybody, it's so important, life insurance part. Life insurance policy and plan. You got to have a plan. You have to have a policy. You have four or five. A plan is having maybe three or four plans, meaning policies. You are making sure you have policy on your children and sometimes on your grandkids. It's going to come. GoFundMe is not a life insurance policy. And we have to keep that. So a business finance within your life is life insurance, home insurance. Make sure you have coverage on your home. Because if you don't have coverage on a home, something happens to it, but nobody's going to allow you to purchase a home unless you get insurance for home coverage and all the things. Understand the fine print in there. And so when you have some problems, understand what your deductible is. If you sign up for a $1,000 deductible, that's what they're going to be looking for when something happens. If your minimum is $1,000, just keep that in mind when you're talking about dealing with your personal and business finance. We have to be in control. We got to manage what we're doing. Make sure once we get the life insurance that once we get our home insurance, our car insurance, that's all business. And then you have to make sure you do your personal health insurance. This is all important. So many elements, and teaching you and sharing you about the health insurance is so important. It's not just for medical insurance. You go to the doctor, you got cancer insurance, you have vision insurance, you have dental insurance, you have situation with death benefits involved. You got so many things you can do, but that's business. That is not personal. You have to handle it just like you own a business. You got to make sure. You can roll it over when I say pay yourself. That's business. You pay yourself. It's like you're getting paid on your job. Take some of it and use it for that. This is what we want to focus on. This is what we're going to look at. So those are the things in dealing with financial literacy is so important. This is one thing I want you to make sure you focus on, management. Managing your finance. Don't have to pay somebody else to manage. I am a counselor with Financial Solution. That's exactly what I do. And I work with people, credit repair, credit recover. I help you set up a business plan. I do all that. If you're interested, you can contact me. My number is, I have to sell my own business because that's what we're talking about. You can contact 334-467-7261, or you can contact me by email, LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. It's been awesome talking with y'all tonight. Today, you know, we have a 30-minute show here, and we have to touch on everything. Just to sum up everything, keep in mind, you want to be financial literate about how you deal with everyday aspects of money. You want to have a good understanding, and you want to be effective in using the various financial skills. Those skills are management, budget, and investment. And the types of finance you may deal with daily in your life is personal finance, that's handling your checking account, handling your credit card, and handling investments and all that. Then your business finance is so important that we keep in mind our business finance. We have to have the life insurance. We have to keep our health insurance. We have to deal with it sometime, our death benefits. Sometime we have to make sure we insure our family member, our children, our grandchildren. Make sure everybody's covered because everybody don't have insurance. GoFundMe is not an insurance policy. Life insurance, any kind of insurance policy is definitely not a retirement plan. It was awesome talking with you, but we're going to come back. We'll be back next Thursday with the Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Tonight we have our show called The Love Cafe. We want you to join us at 6 o'clock, and we're going to talk about some love. We're going to soothe your appetite. It's the real love talk show that soothes your appetite. We focus on the menu of lust, which is the appetizer. We focus on the entree, which is the attraction. We focus on the dessert, which is the attachment, and we have the beverage. And you got to keep in mind when you deal with the beverage, we're going to tell what it is tonight. So check us out at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It's been awesome. I'm glad to be able to share this 30 minutes with you. If you have any questions, I gave you the number, but I repeat it. You can give me a call, 334-467-7261. Give me a call if you're having some problem with credit repair, credit restoration, you're having some problem with just investment, writing a business plan, or whatever dealing with your financial solution, give me a holler or email at LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Let me give a shout out to those individuals. Join us on Facebook right quickly. We have Russell Sidney Stuckey, one of my former players down at McKenzie School down in Butler County. Denise Stephanie, Behind the Mask Ministry. Thank you so much. It's blessings from Behind the Mask Ministry. Thank you, Denise, so much out there in Berkeley, California. Keisha Lee, thank you, Keisha, so much. Keisha, we down in Lowndes County, work with her through the juvenile probation system when I was down there. Fatima Goldsmith, remember Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. I also worked in Lowndes County down in Central Elementary. And then we have Rozelle Harris Jr., one of my frat brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity out there in Texas. And we're good to have you here, Rozelle. It's been good having each and every one of you all, but it's time to call it quits. It's been awesome. Check us out tonight at 6 o'clock with the Love Cafe. It's going to be awesome. The L is for listening, the O is for overcoming, the V is for value, and the E is empowerment. Have an awesome rest of the evening, a rest of the afternoon. Check us out at 6 o'clock. On the same thing, we're going to be on Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, and Instagram. We just want to say this before we leave. Give your family members a hug. Hashtag be responsible. Hashtag I got 5 minutes. Hashtag communicate for understand. Hashtag keep on grinding. Hashtag one life matter. If you look over my shoulder, one life matter. That's our hashtag as well. And last but not least, I want you to understand, God has been so good to us. He has brought us a mighty long way. I'll be remiss if I don't talk about our Lord and Savior and what he has done. So it is so good to be before you, you know, because I want you to have some happy feelings, because that's what it's all about. But as we get ready to leave here, I want to give you this shout out and want you to keep this in mind. Hug your family member. Love on them. Tell them you love them. We're not promised tomorrow. We're not promised another hour, another minute. And I like to say before we leave, I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the afternoon.
Yeah.